855-450 free. That's the SACL toll free call in line, 855-450-3733. Call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. We've been talking about welfare, corporate welfare, tax entitlements, tax breaks, that kind of thing. All this stuff, government related. 855-450-3733. Check out shop.freetalklive.com. You can do the shopping that you do online, whether it's through Amazon or Newegg. Get the same great service and that you're used to, same great prices you're used to. And you help Free Talk Live in the process. It's shop.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Ed in Tennessee. Ed, you're on Free Talk Live. Ed, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, kindness is the language which the deaf can hear and the blind can see.
Oh, I like it.
Mark Twain.
Hey, he's got a lot of good quotes.
Yeah, he does.
Samuel Clemens fella.
I like that. I like to have a little meeting with him. Jesus, Noam Chomsky. And probably a few more I can't think of right now.
I don't know if Mark Twain would like to meet with Jesus, but...
Yeah, well, he's a good guy.
Assuming Jesus ever existed, I mean, I'd certainly like to have a chance to talk to the fella.
Yeah, if he did, but, it's just a little thought anyway.
There's a couple of...
About the welfare fraud, I agree with the earlier caller. It's a drop in the bucket compared with the big picture. And I don't care if somebody cheats a little bit. I'd rather have a little cheating and for me to trust. Another little quote, perfect order is the forerunner of perfect horror. I don't want everything perfect. I don't care if somebody cheats a little bit on welfare. And Stephanie, like that article, I don't know if you read it in the Atlantic, the brain on trial.
Yeah, I did, actually.
We have a lot of mentally ill people. And who's to say who isn't? And it's a lot of people that don't want to get out of here. Like that guy was complaining about getting up, working and stuff. I'm sick of it, too, having alarm clocks going off. Think about what we do for money. The clocks go off every morning. Just picture this. Everybody's jumping up, going here, going there.
Well,
and sometimes leaving their kids alone.
You do understand, Ed, why somebody might be saying to themselves, why am I? And, the tax burden on the average individual is really high. Some would claim as high as 50% of your money is essentially wasted in taxes of some level or another, state, federal.
Hey, you're talking to somebody that pays. I pay quarterly taxes, but I hate it. I want a tax break. Hey, you ought to see this, that Tom Coburn, you were talking about the money to the super rich. Listen to this. We pay $18 million in child care tax credit they get. $74 million. Listen to this. These people are millionaires and rich.
You're not paying if it's a tax credit.
Unemployment check. And listen, we pay $21 million a year in taxes to them for their gambling losses. And this is from Tom Coburn.
That's not paying.
Prick.
No. You can write off gambling losses, and that's not you're not paying it.
It says here that it's a giveaway to millionaires, is what Tom Coburn is saying.
I don't know who Tom Coburn is.
Well, there are. I mean, there are.
Like I said,
John Stossel has covered this before about the different tax, subsidies and there are rich people that have farms, like a little bit of farmland, and then
sure.
They get a ton of farm subsidies or something.
Yep.
And
or they'll get much lower tax rates. And I mean, as far as I'm concerned, if you can put a beehive on your property, call it a bee farm, and you don't have to pay property taxes, I'm fine with that. I think that other people should know about it, but I'm fine with people being able to pay fewer taxes as a result. If I could call myself, Free Talk Live is a show that talks about morality on a regular basis. If I could call Free Talk Live a church, I'm not entirely sure I can't, and get away with not paying any taxes, I'm not going to feel bad about it.
No, that'll help the people who think Ian's a cult.
but my point is, you shouldn't complain about anybody on welfare or anything.
Well, if you're not paying any taxes, you certainly shouldn't. But the guy who called in sounds like your average working stiff who does have to...
His concerns are perfectly rational and valid.
I have to do it. Like I said, I'm a contractor.
Yeah, but I do care if people cheat.
Taxes, but I'm not crying. I mean, I'm crying in a way that I do have to pay 30-35%.
And that's just your income tax, Ed. Don't forget, your property tax where you live, and the state income tax, and the sales tax, and then all the gasoline tax, and then everything you buy has gas tax included and corporate tax included, and all these other things. I mean, you know, it isn't just 35%. For you, it's probably closer to 60.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I don't like it, but I think all of it needs to be restructured. But all I'm saying is they're talking about drug testing people like y'all talked about earlier, and that same and think about it. It's counterintuitive, isn't it? Everybody would think the people receiving welfare are so bad doing drugs, laying around, and they do fewer drugs than the average population because, as y'all probably know, 70% of employed people do drugs.
Wow.
I didn't know that.
I don't know. I'm not going to claim
that. Does that include alcohol and caffeine? It must.
Yeah, alcohol.
Especially. Okay.
Think about it. What is it? Doctors, a lot of people drink alcohol. It's one of the number one prescriptions when they outlawed alcohol. Did y'all know that?
They had medical alcohol.
You could still get it medically but during the early days of Prohibition, before it, as I understand, before it became a national thing, you could still get it for medical purposes. But Ed, you know, when somebody calls in, you got to speak to them on their level, and that's why I talked to them, that gentleman specifically, about the costs of doing drug testing. And frankly, if drug testing made a lot of sense. You know, I don't have a problem with drug testing anybody who gets any government money, whether that's corporate welfare, regular welfare, employees of the government, but specifically the politicians. I think that if they're going to pass down these mandates, they ought to have to live by them.
There's a problem with that, Mark, in that that's an argument from effect. So then if it does turn out that somebody can say that, yes, now it makes sense to drug test people, then you would be completely okay with that?
I don't care about anybody who's taking government money. If you're taking government money, you're taking the bait in the trap, as far as I'm concerned.
That's about 90% of the people.
Well, you mean through?
I don't believe we should drug test anybody, but I do agree with you that if anybody's going to be drug tested, the ones writing the laws got to be drug tested first, and it won't even make it out of committee.
No,
it never has.
It won't fly.
Hey, Stephanie, I got one point, and I'll get off here if you want to. And I don't want to get back into the spanking, Stephanie, but I know you'll like this quote.
Okay,
obedience out of fear isn't as effective as obedience out of understanding.
Oh, I'd agree with that.
Yeah.
All right. Absolutely.
I'll talk to y'all.
Thanks, Ed. Thank you.
855-450-3733. And this is the reason I don't think you can, mandate morality in many ways. I certainly think some behavior, there needs to be threats inherent in that sort of behavior.
Oh, really?
It's
what
harming,
kind of threats?
Harming people.
Okay.
If, you know, you harm that person, bad things are going to happen to you. That
so,
kind
but
of
if if using drugs is a victimless crime, why would you drug test someone? So you could punish them for that victimless crime? I mean, it doesn't make sense.
You mean if they're receiving? Okay, so to some extent, they're receiving government money, and the government. I'm not gonna drug test anybody. I'm just not gonna cry over somebody receiving government money having to, you know, go jump through another hoop. I don't care. Why should I care? I've designed
because
my life.
When I was unemployed,
I didn't even take unemployment, and that's an insurance policy that you pay into, and I've paid into.
Yeah.
I just don't believe in it. I don't want to go through the hassles of dealing with the government. It's not from a moral standpoint. I just don't want to deal with those people. I'd rather go out and get a job driving a cab than take an unemployment check.
I understand
that. And I don't think that there's anything wrong with taking unemployment. I don't want to do it.
Yeah, I'd like to avoid bureaucracy in my life, too. I'm just saying, like, if you advocate in any way for drug testing, you have to realize that perpetrates the idea that it's okay to punish people for that, which is a victimless crime, and it's kind of an invasion of civil liberties, too.
Well, I do think that drugs and alcohol are road bumps on the road to success. And
should the government be dictating what's success,
If you're receiving welfare, you are not successful. 855-450-3733.
Get in the zone.
You can prolong the life of your engine and save by doing regular oil changes yourself. And AutoZone's here to help. Right now, get a 5-plus quart jug of Mobil Super conventional motor oil and an STP oil filter at the low price of only $15.99. See store for restrictions and details. If you've never done the job yourself, it's a good time to start. Change your oil on time and on your own with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone.
AutoZone.
My mom gives me a glass of Emergency Kids every day before school.
Why, with all the vitamin C and antioxidants you're getting, I bet you're a bit of a recess renegade. Ooh. Making mud pies with your bare hands, capturing bullfrogs to scare the girls, even daring to eat a piece of meatless meatloaf your friend smuggled out of the cafeteria on a triple dog dare, right?
No.
Relax, kid. I'm just making a point. Introducing Emergency Kids, with immune-supporting vitamin C, antioxidants, and fun, fizzy flavors kids love. Find this near you at CVS, Rite Aid, and Whole Foods Market.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, February 17, 2012. Gold opens this morning at $1,732.70. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,775.51, $887.76 for a half ounce, or $443.88 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,775.51, $887.76, and $443.88.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super Sea Veg.
And with the Super Sea Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super Sea Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super Sea Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super Sea Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super Sea Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super Sea Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, superseaveg.com. That's super, S-E-A-V-E-G.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-SEA-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super Sea Veg daily is eating right.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453, the single toll-free call in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about, take control of the airwaves. If you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, ManVentureOutpost.com's got everything the outdoors person needs, whether it's knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment. They've got the best rates, too. And a lot of people are looking at the best rates, looking for the best rates on ammunition right now. Go check it out at manventureoutpost.com. They're family-owned, members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. You can get additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. That's FTLs and Free Talk Live at manventureoutpost.com. Get it quick. Get it from manventureoutpost.com. Stephanie, you got a story about the TSA keeping us safe?
I have, yeah, two stories that are kind of along the same lines. But apparently there's a woman whose breasts were exposed to everybody during a vigorous TSA pat-down. This
oh my.
Is what the article says. And she's gotten a tiny settlement. And this is from thesmokinggun.com. The headline, tiny payout in TSA breast exposure lawsuit. Texan 24 paid $2,350 to settle airport frisking claim.
Yeah, that's not too bad for a flashing.
It's a non-consensual flashing.
Oh, I see.
The U.S. government, I mean, and this is really embarrassing, you'll see during the article, the U.S. government paid a paltry $2,350 to settle a lawsuit brought by a Texas woman who sued the Transportation Security Administration after her breasts were exposed during a vigorous frisking at the Texas airport. A vigorous frisking. I mean, it almost makes it sound like it's fun, but no. Records show. In response to a Freedom of Information Act request, the Department of Justice released a copy of the settlement agreement reached earlier this year with Lindsay Murley, the 24-year-old Amarillo woman who sued the TSA for negligence and intentional infliction of emotional distress in connection with the May 2008 incident at the Corpus Christi airport. So this has been like almost 4 years later, too.
No, oh, yeah.
Not only that.
Justice's terrible swift sword,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, exactly. The settlement does not constitute any admission by government officials of liability, fault, or wrongdoing. It also has some stipulations about the legal fees not to exceed 25% of the settlement amount. But Murley, pictured above, and she looks like a 24-year-old woman, pretty attractive, I would say, charged in her lawsuit that she was, quote, singled out for extended search procedures.
Oh.
And that a TSA agent frisked her and, quote, pulled the plaintiff's blouse completely down, exposing the plaintiff's breast to everyone in the area.
You know, it would seem that, you know, if you had the opportunity, you know, a certain type of person, if they had the opportunity to molest with a little retribution, people at their line would probably pick some folks that they found attractive. And
absolutely. There was just another recent article about a woman who was made to walk through the scanner like three or four times.
She has a cute figure.
Yes, and she heard the TSA agent like radioing the guys in the back room that was like, okay, come on, guys, you've already seen enough, or something like that. Yeah.
Funny.
And then she was asked if she played tennis because she had a, quote, cute figure.
Nice.
You saw that, right?
I did see the title. To some extent, I wonder about the veracity of these things because they're always one-sided, you know, and those monitors, they...
Oh, but come on, Mark, do you really doubt that this would happen?
I mean,
there's abuse in this area?
Do I doubt... I mean, where was America when this stuff was being brought on board? You didn't think it was going to happen? You know?
I don't think they got it really a choice.
Anytime you put horn dogs in charge of this kind of behavior, you're going to have this kind of behavior.
Well, anytime you put people who are unaccountable,
risking too. I mean, you know, what are you going to do?
Everybody's a horn dog, but it's the unaccountability that's the problem,
sure.
Right? So TSA employees, Murley added, quote, joked and laughed about the incident for an extended period of time.
I'm sure they found it amusing.
After leaving the security line to be, quote, consoled by an acquaintance who had brought her to the airport, Murley returned to the line where a male TSA worker said that she had wished he was there when she first passed through. The employee, Murley recalled, added that he would just have to watch the video.
Jeez.
That's harassing to me.
Yeah, that's pretty rough.
Yeah. The incident left Murley, quote, extremely embarrassed and humiliated. Yeah, I bet she was embarrassed. I mean, that's... I've never heard of... I mean, I know they supposedly pat you down all over your body, and it's very invasive. Most people have complained about when they do this, they run their hand in between your legs and kind of move it around in there. I've never seen anybody complain that they actually had their chest exposed to everybody in the area.
I go through the pat down procedure every time, rather than going through the millimeter wave thing or whatever it's called. Mm-hmm. I'm not entirely sure of the health implications of that thing. I don't intend to go through. And the last time I went, maybe it was the last time. The last time I went through, you know, the guy patted me down in a very professional fashion. I've never been patted down so professionally by, caressed so professionally by such a large man in my life. I don't have the same inhibitions that a lot of folks do. You know, hey, you know, let's get this over with. You want to feel these? Fine.
I have
whatever.
If you want to call it an inhibition, sure, but I definitely have a problem with being touched in a way that I don't want to be touched.
Sure.
You know?
Some people do.
Well, I mean, parents have been teaching this to their children for as long as I can remember. Don't let strangers touch you.
There. That's your special spot. Yeah. I mean, that's what they do, don't they?
Yeah, but no, I mean, nobody should be putting their hands on you anywhere, regardless of where it is, if you don't want them to.
Agreed.
You know, and in this case, you don't have much of a choice. You can either go through the scanner, which a lot of people have concerns about, or you can be subjected to possibly having your breasts exposed to everybody in an entire area, and then having to go through the line again and deal with this TSA worker saying that, well, he can't wait to watch the video of this happening to you.
Do you think people are more shocked by attractive young women being caressed and watched and leered at and joked about? Or do you think they're more shocked by the kids? Because a lot of people seem to be shocked by kids being, getting the blue hand grope from TSA people.
Yeah, I think with kids there's an element of, like, wow, they really couldn't consent because they didn't decide to buy the plane ticket or anything. Their parents took them there. And it's like, it definitely conjures up image of, like, these people are really doing something possibly inappropriate with children, maybe getting them used to being touched by strangers in these places that, you know, well, maybe later they'll confuse that message. And
if somebody in authority says it's okay, then it's okay. And
yeah,
it does make you wonder, where would people who want to touch kids, just want to touch kids, where would they go to work?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, would they be leaders of kids' organizations, whether it's Scouts or Boys Club or whatever it is? Would they be teachers? Would they? I mean, you know, you can't.
Would they be priests?
Yeah, but indeed, I mean, these things happen. Any of these areas where kids are exposed to adults that they don't know, it seems like they're going to be attracted to that. Now, there's another story about...
This one is about a strip search at a government school, and this is... Both of these stories are bad, but this one, I really feel for this poor kid.
I was thinking coaches, too, that the Sandusky case...
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, certainly could happen.
Parents, be careful.
855-450-3733. You got a TSA groping story? 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options, or call toll free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
Extend your life.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid Zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe, 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Thousands of items, 47 categories, 101 name brands. Attention all outdoor geeks now listening to this broadcast. Your outfitters of outdoor gear and electronic gadgets is WildernessGeek.com. Discover a retail superstore of emergency survival, firearms, tactical accessories, camping, boating, hunting, and search and rescue gear like the life-saving laser flares used by Coast Guard and other rescue agencies. WildernessGeek.com is your electronic supplier of two-way and shortwave radios, GPSs, marine electronics, and portable solar chargers. Plus, WildernessGeek.com has experienced emergency search and rescue service personnel to help you find what you need and learn how to use it. And the best part? Free shipping on orders of $100 or more in the continental U.S. Plus, 5% discount to all radio listeners and rescuers. Go to WildernessGeek.com. That's WildernessGeek.com, the electronic outdoor emergency survival gear superstore.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. You can't say it right every time.
You have pretty good accuracy, Mark.
855-450-FREE. It's a live Sunday edition, you can tell, of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Stephanie.
You can give us a call, take over the airwaves, 855-450-3733. The state owns the land, but they don't own the water. To be free today, you'd need a boat. And not just any boat, a life yacht. The idea is it's a stable catamaran as big as a house that purifies its own water, generates its own power, grows its own food, and has a shallow draft to be able to get a four-wheel drive car or SUV ashore. From what I can tell, the technology's there to make this this item, and I think it'd be very exciting if they can create this life yacht, because with it, you could live free from nearly any government intrusion. And if you'd have any trouble, you weigh anchor, you sail away, and you'd have a seashore home anywhere in the world. So you're not always buying and selling houses and losing money. You always lose money in the process of buying and selling a house. Life yacht, just pick up and sail away. You can be involved for as few as $1,000 and the commitment of as little as 8 months. Go to ericksoncouncil.com. Check it out. We've got a banner at freetalklive.com. Just look for the sailboat, the conceptualized sailboat there. It's ericksoncouncil.com. Let's go to the phones. Mary in Missouri, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
I was just listening to how you guys were saying that the people who are receiving the safety net should not be drug tested, but I totally disagree with it because I feel like drugs or whatever you choose to put in your body, you can do that, but it's a luxury item. So my tax dollars, if you can afford to buy drugs, then you can afford to buy food for your family.
Stephanie, yeah, you were the one backing it up, because I was not saying that.
Yeah, I don't doubt that there's a lot of abuse and fraud and stuff in the welfare system, and people use some of those that money to buy alcohol, especially and cigarettes and stuff like that. But they're not testing them for alcohol and cigarettes. They're testing them for marijuana, cocaine, that kind of thing.
Still a luxury item, though, isn't it?
Well, sure, but you know that that test that you mentioned in Florida, Mark, where they were testing their welfare recipients,
yep.
They actually found lower rates of drug use than the general population.
It's true, they did.
And it cost a lot of money to test them as well. And
well,
so,
to some extent, they knew it was coming, so they would be able to prepare for that.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, it absolutely is an argument from effect in the sense that, you know, if this program costs more than $1 million and saves, you know, it saves a tenth of what it costs, it's not a viable program. It needs to be gotten rid of, and that's what the deal is. Mary?
Well, I agree with that to some certain extent, but how do you know that someone's not sending in their friends to do the drug testing for them? That's probably why they're
doing the
drug testing.
They have to go to a lab. They may be, there is a product called the Wizinator, which is a little...
I think that was banned or outlawed or something.
That doesn't mean that's not available.
Somebody could fill up a condom with some pee and put it in their pants or something
like that.
Something like that.
They can bring, I don't know what the kind of drug testing that they're doing there, but, they're doing it at a lab. They're not, likely...
Most of these drug testing labs have some mechanisms in place, in some places, I read about drug testing that was going on at a school, like a government school,
mm-hmm.
for sports teams, and they were actually watching the kids give the sample, and that resulted in a big controversy too, because it was like, wow, that's pretty invasive.
Yeah, it's a tough situation. I mean, if you want to make sure that the person's giving you a viable your analysis sample, mm-hmm. you're going to have to see them take their pants down, look at their potty parts,
yeah.
And go ahead,
who's
Mary?
Really to say that? But I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Nope.
Who really say that the person that is keen is really the person who's presenting their license?
That's why they have pictures on them.
Sure, that's a valid concern. Now, Mary, I want to ask you a question. You mentioned that your opposition to this, or you're feeling that they should be drug tested, is based on the drugs being a luxury item. Now, as I understand it, some people get food stamps and they're used to buy food, but I think that you can buy things with food stamps like cupcakes and muffins and things that most people wouldn't really consider very nutritious. So, I mean,
That irates me when I go to Quick Trip, which is a local gas station, and people are buying Red Bull. Like, that's my luxury item I drink Jager bombs with.
Yeah. I totally get this, but at the same time, when you consider that the government hands out huge subsidies to the to Big Agra, these companies that make food that comes in boxes and bags, as opposed to real produce and stuff like that, real produce tends to get very little, very little in the way of government funding. It's a reasonable expectation that the government is going to scratch the backs of the people that scratch theirs, and that's what's going to happen, is they're going to make it so that it's no government program is ever going to be administered in a fashion that is going to be fair and just, because those people that wish to make it unfair and unjust have a disproportionately large amount of control over the government program.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. Just like the free lunches or the free breakfast you get in Missouri, like any child that goes to school in Missouri gets a free breakfast, and
okay.
It's all sugar loaf. It's not healthy at all.
Loaf?
Sugar-loaded.
Oh, right. Sugar-loaded.
Yeah.
Like, it's Pop-Tarts and stuff. Like, it's horrible.
I believe that.
With the system in general.
Mm. And, the federal government just voted on something to make pizza count as a vegetable under the...
that was something that was
under
relatively recent.
The school lunch program, so, yeah, they're not...
It's got tomato paste in it, for God's sake.
And at the same time, they're throwing all this money at, like, childhood obesity and stuff like that, and even taking away kids from their parents because the kids are too obese, but yet they're counting pizza and tater tots as vegetables, so something is wrong with the system.
Yeah. As far as I'm concerned, potato's a grain, and tomato, that's a fruit.
Well, it's a starch, not a grain, but... Yeah, tomato's a fruit, sure.
It falls into the category of grains.
But
because
pizza
grains
is not a tomato.
No, but there's some tomato on it. I mean, you could
tiny
say
tiny bit.
It is a serving or a half a serving or something of fruit, I suppose you could say. But, I don't know. It doesn't seem like a particularly healthy meal to me.
Sure.
Mary, anything else?
No, not really.
Thanks for the call.
Okay.
855-450-3733. I'll reiterate again. I have, it doesn't matter to me. what the government does to welfare recipients. As far as I'm concerned, they should get off of it. Now, I think you need to have charity, and I do not think that the biggest sin of the government is handing out welfare or anything like that. But if they want, the drug testing program actually worked in that it found a bunch of people, but it doesn't. It costs more than 10 times. The savings is less than is a tenth of what the cost is, and it just doesn't work.
Yeah, one more thing about that. I think there's this idea that if the government is going to pay people to live, they should get to control certain things about their lives, like their diet and drug use and stuff like that. And
yeah, I think so there's that idea, sure.
Why don't we focus on just letting people control their own lives but not paying them to exist?
What I'd like to focus on.
Yeah.
855-450-FREE. Just bringing Tracy on the line there, and I guess we got dropped.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Mark. I had to open my mouth say something.
That's your fault. It could very well have been something.
Tracy could always call back. We do have a policy here that...
doesn't count as
a call. If there's a technical difficulty, yeah.
Could very well be a hang-up or, the phone dropped or whatever.
Yeah.
You never know what's going on. Story of the young person being
strip searched.
Yeah. Strip searched.
Yes, in front of his classmates. This is awful. So it's from FoxNews.com. A Georgia middle school student claimed in a lawsuit Wednesday that he was humiliated and traumatized when he was brought to a vice principal's office and forced to strip in front of his classmates who said he had marijuana. Now, we'll read the rest of this and then I guess comment. The student then in the seventh grade said he still suffers from emotional distress because his classmates taunted him by calling him Superman, the underwear he was wearing when he was strip searched. The student is suing the school district
for... I have Captain America underwear on right now. What's the problem?
Yeah, hey. You should be able to wear whatever underwear you want, but, seventh grade is a very tough time.
Yeah, sure.
Kids find anything to make fun of you for. There's a really hierarchical mentality. Bullying is really prevalent.
Whoever thought it was a good idea to strip search this kid in front of his classmates needs their head examined.
Yeah, this clearly they weren't thinking of how it would affect him, yeah.
If you can't find it by doing a strip search, maybe you should get a job where you don't do strip searches.
Yeah.
855-450-3733. Coming up on the final segment of Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Heritage for the Blind reminds you to be kind. There's something you can do for those who depend on you. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized charity, and your donation is tax-deductible. Whether your car runs or not, we'll tow it away for free. And as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day hotel voucher to one of many exciting locations. So be a star. Donate your car. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS or call 1-800-555-6689. And remember, you can prevent blindness by getting your eyes checked annually.
Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Get over 6,000 preparedness items. Get you ready. That's what you'll find at GetReadySurvival.com. Over 6,000 preparedness items. And counting, because we're adding new items nearly every day. GetReadySurvival.com has it all. Small and family-sized tents, backpacks, sleeping bags, food supplies. Get yours at GetReadySurvival.com. Portable water filters, canteens and hydro packs, knives, axes, shovels, compasses, camouflage and tactical gear, fire starters and ammunition. It's all at GetReadySurvival.com. How about first aid, medical, emergency, or small personal survival kits? Get yours at GetReadySurvival.com. If you're not prepared or just semi-prepared, the place to get prepared now is GetReadySurvival.com. Got questions? Call 928-541-9723. That's 928-541-9723. Or go to GetReadySurvival.com. And remember, survival preparedness means living on your own terms.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Oregacillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
$455-453. What am I giving that number for? It's the last segment of Free Talk Live. I suppose it's possible we could squeeze you in. I'm not 100% sure. 855-450-3733. The live Sunday edition with Mark.
And Stephanie.
Let's just get straight to the calls here. Rick in Iowa. Rick, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Oh, I just wondered, on those schools, they search those kids like that, and they supposed to have their parents with them, or what kind of, how much right does a school got with their kids?
Well, actually, there was a Supreme Court case a couple of years ago where a girl was suspected of having ibuprofen, which is just Advil. You know, it's a pain reliever.
Yeah,
it's not even
over the counter.
Yeah,
headache.
Yeah, and they alleged that she had it inside of her bra or something, and they strip searched her, and she sued the school, and it went all the way to the Supreme Court, and I think she, I don't remember what happened, but I think she won that case.
Yep. But the thing is, it don't even look like, you know, they act like they got the right to do anything. I mean, the way it sounds.
It does.
They would certainly
act
like to
they
think
got the right.
That, yeah, that they could do anything they want. They own
when
the kids.
When it comes down to it, though, Rick, it's not like they actually, you know, if the Supreme Court found for this girl, it's not like the principal or the vice principal or whoever did this lost their job. It's not like they're actually going to have, to pay for these,
He actually did get fired about a month later, says this article. But the student's mother says that her son, you know, still hasn't recovered, and this was years ago.
They want to check now. But, you know, I mean...
wouldn't you? Has this happened to you, Mark?
Rick?
I don't know. Well, I don't know about all that, about it being bothering me, but it's just the idea of it, you know? I mean, it looks like your parents should have to be there, and if you'd have more rights, it don't look like they can just sit there in a public school. I mean, yeah, you ain't supposed to be doing things wrong, but it don't look like they can just stick the law into their own hands.
Yeah, I think that absolutely, if they're going to be taking kids' clothes off, parents should be notified ahead of time. It seems crazy that they wouldn't do that.
They don't want to call
you and tell you, well, we just searched your son right now. You know?
Yep. But Rick, if the cops want to search your kid, they're certainly not going to give you a call.
Yeah,
well, I would see that they have a right to do it without you either.
I'm with you. I agree with you completely. Thanks for the call. 855-450-3733. If they're going to hold me responsible for the care and maintenance of that child, and they do, then they should be able to.
But they still think they own them.
Shouldn't be able to go strip searching them without me present.
I mean, in this case, it was done under the guise of, you know, some other students, how reliable are they, giving a tip that this guy had drugs, and it seemed like it was just done to embarrass him. I mean, why else would they strip search him in front of his friends or the other students?
Probably what I'm thinking here is that the vice principal or whomever did this, and in my case it would have been the vice principal, was probably like, well, okay, where am I supposed to look, kids? And, you know, these were the kids reporting that he had marijuana, so, you know.
He made him turn out his pockets and didn't find any drugs, and then as he begged for more privacy.
Pockets, one thing led to another.
Yeah, exactly.
Pretty soon I've got the boy naked in
that's
his,
what they
Superman
said.
Shorts.
Yeah, and no drugs were ever found.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, he might actually have an advantage that the kids were in the room, because if he'd got the kids down to his underwear and he hadn't found anything at that point, he may have had to find something to justify his search. Let's go to Ava in North Carolina. Ava, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Okay, thank you. I listen to a lot of talk shows, and they have all the problems but no answers. And I say to myself, why don't they look in the Bible in Proverbs? That's in the Old Testament in the Bible.
Yeah, it's 31 verse chapters.
It has an answer for most everything you can think of.
Do you think Solomon actually wrote all those, the first 29 of them? Do you think Solomon wrote all those?
I don't think Solomon wrote them all.
I don't think so either. I think Solomon had a really good PR man. But I think that there's some good stuff in Proverbs. It's probably my favorite.
Well, he did have a good PR man. That was God himself, because he asked God for knowledge and wisdom.
So what do you, Ava, have you heard us discussing something tonight that you think there's a specific answer for that she'd like to bring up?
You mean the strip search and all that? Well, it seems like it seemed like people ought to have privacy in their lives. I heard one time on the radio that boys and girls who were taught sex in the class mixed, that the girls just lost their innocence, that it really upset the girls to hear about all that.
You think they should be taught the same stuff? It should just be a segregated classroom?
Well, not necessarily. I think the parents ought to do it, but I think that if they were going to do that, that they'd at least think about that part of it, because, you know, at about that age, girls are bashful, boys are bashful, some of them are matured, and some of them are not, you know, bodily, and it's just an embarrassing thing, and I think that's why sometimes those children kill themselves, is because they're embarrassed so much, and, you know, children can be more cruel than grown-ups. In a way.
I would agree with
they
you
can,
on that one.
Absolutely.
No doubt about it.
It seemed like even, I'm old, but it seemed like even when I was a child, two friends that got along were fine, but when the third one came along, eventually there'd be some division and jealousy among the three. You know,
there's some wisdom in what you say.
there's a lot of problems that kids face.
Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. 855-450-3733. I'm not entirely certain that the Bible is the solution to all of our problems,
no.
But I did think that there was a lot of wisdom in what Ava was saying.
Yeah, well, she was bringing up, you know, some principles and stuff. And I do think parents should teach their kids about sex and their bodies, don't you think?
There's one of these laws. Books of the Bible. It's called the Wisdom, or the Book of Wisdom, or the Wisdom of Solomon. And in it, Solomon goes into the spirit world, and he fights off the demons and for God, and that's how he gets his favoritism with God and that kind of thing. But I do have to agree that my favorite book of the Bible really is Proverbs, and it has 31 chapters in it. For many, many years, I read a chapter every day because there's up to 31 chapters in a month, and you know, I think there's a lot of good stuff. I don't think for any second that Solomon wrote every one of them, but he takes the credit for them, which then brings in, draws in sort of the dubiousness of the Bible. I mean, if he takes credit for those first 29 chapters, there's some other fella who gets the 30 and 31.
Do you think that there could be other books or like philosophy studying those kind of things, ways that you could derive moral lessons besides reading the Bible?
Well, I mean, at the time, you know, paper was pretty valuable stuff. So, mm-hmm. you know, putting these things down, I think that there's, yeah, I think that you can get, you know, valuable lessons from all over, but you should take them from everywhere that you can get them. You know, I don't know. It's, a lot of the advice is keep your mouth shut, you know, which doesn't really work.
We don't follow that here on Free Talk Live. Yeah.
But, you know, nonetheless, I kind of think when it comes to sex ed, that there's some biology that's involved, and I don't know mm-hmm. that parents are necessarily, you know, not every parent is qualified to teach the biology of sex ed. Frankly, I think, you know, since we do homeschooling with Jack, I think all stuff should be learned at home, not in school. But
yeah,
you know.
I mean, especially in schools nowadays, like they're becoming increasingly militarized and kind of like tough places to be, I guess you could say. And I think kids get exposed to a lot of things from their peers that maybe they're not ready for to hear, or they're getting misinformation. And so,
well, one thing I did,
if you can give them true information as a parent, then maybe that'll help them out.
I've heard all kinds of the stories out there that you can't get pregnant doing it the first time. You can't get pregnant if you're doing standing up. You can't do. You know, there's a lot of stories about you know, sort of sex that kids tend to hear, and I assume some of them believe it.
Yeah.
I never believed any of those stories because I got reasonably good sex education before I had sex, mm-hmm. and you know, that's, I guess that served me well. I didn't have any kids early on, unwedded children, which you know, frankly, is by the way, the best way to find out how you know, you're going to do in life financially is to, you know, how early did you have your kids and were you unwed when you did it? Mm-hmm. So you know, there you go. 855-450-3733. I'm giving out the number, and we're almost done. This statistics, it doesn't make it true, just makes it statistically significant.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm all for people having accurate information, especially when it comes to science and biology and stuff. And kids, especially around the age of puberty, they go through lots of changes. And so they could be really confused about what's happening to their bodies and stuff. So I think it's important for them to know, you know, as for the idea of, you know, Ava was talking about girls like losing their innocence when they find out about biological things. And I don't know if I agree with that. I think information can only set you free.
Yeah, I don't know either. You know, they did separate when I was in taking sex ed. The kids were separated.
Me
and I think
too.
That there's value
we
to it.
We saw some hilarious videos.
Yeah, I think there's value to it. You know, when we were doing the checking for testicular cancer, mm-hmm. You know, and feeling a little rubber, you know, beanbag with marbles in it. You know, it might have changed things if girls were in the room. It's been Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
FreeTalkLive.com.
I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone can help you protect your engine and the environment. Valvoline NextGen is better than new oil. It's 50% recycled oil, better for the environment, and great for your engine. Get a 5-plus quart jug of Valvoline NextGen conventional motor oil and a Fram ExtraGuard oil filter for just $20.99. Or Valvoline MaxLife NextGen high mileage and a Fram ToughGuard filter for just $3 more. See store for restrictions and details. Protect your car and the environment with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.